Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, and Merry Christmas. It's so good to see you here today. Welcome to the 2021 Grace Baptist Christmas program. We're so glad you're here today. Of course, the folks that are in the program have put a lot of work, a lot of hours into it. Hi, Margot. But we always start with a song, so let's stand together if you want to get a songbook under your chair. But it's a familiar song, you may know it by heart, Joy to the World, number 423. Joy to the World, number 423. All together now.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let her
second.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Thank you. Go ahead and have you be seated, please. In a moment, we have a word of prayer. The lights will go out, and then we'll begin our program. Let me give you a couple of heads up, just so you understand how the program will flow. When the lights go out, there will be some prelude music playing. That gives a chance to people to get to the places they need to get to. Everyone gets prepared. And at the end of that, the lights will come up, that program begins. At the end of the program, we're going to do something a little different. If you've been to a previous program, this will be different. In that, on the very last song, which is O Come All You Faithful, on the very last verse, you'll be asked to stand and join and sing with us on that very last verse. You don't have to try to figure it out. Someone will say, please stand, join us on the last verse. And then we'll ask you to stand and sing that with us. That'll be a good, I think, good ending to our program. Do appreciate you being with us. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. And then we will begin our program here in just a moment. Now, Father, we ask for your help, your blessing. Lord, our desire is, number one, is to glorify and honor you. Number two, Lord, we want to be a blessing and encouragement to those who are here this morning. We just ask for your help, guidance, direction. Lord, we have put hours upon hours upon hours of practice and preparation, and now we just commit it to you. Pray that you'd bless, pray that it would please you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, get the lights out, and we'll get started.
I'm sorry, but could you please turn down that music? I'm on the phone. Sorry, the Christmas music in this taxi is festive and loud. I have to cover some ridiculous Christmas concert tonight at the Carson Center. My editor's orders. What? I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I said, are you coming home for Christmas or not? You still haven't given me a straight answer.
Ugh, is this the only thing we can talk about anymore? Why are you so obsessed with this?
I've told you multiple times, Casey, Mom really needs you home this Christmas.
What does that even mean, she needs me home? You realize you're just guilting me into this, right?
Honestly, you should feel guilty about not visiting your widow mother for 2 years.
You always exaggerate, Stephen. And of course you have to throw out the whole widow thing just to make me sound even more terrible.
A month ago you told me you couldn't come to Thanksgiving, but that you would try to make it home for Christmas, and I told Mom.
Why in the world did you do that? I always say that just to be nice.
Wow, Casey. Nice is definitely not a word I would use to describe you.
This is exactly why I don't like coming home.
Look, Casey, can you at least...
No. You know what? At this point, you couldn't pay me to stomach another Christmas at home.
Casey...
I have to go. The concert is starting. Just tell her I can't come.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news.
come in here, Casey.
Hey, sorry I'm late. The traffic was terrible.
Ah, it always is. Take a seat. Look, Casey, I don't want to take too much of your time, so I'll cut right to the chase. I read your review of Our Messiah's Birth.
I told you that show was going to be a snooze fest.
It wasn't a show. It was a concert. A traditional Christmas concert featuring some of the most renowned instrumentalists of our time.
And I pointed that out, and I did it in a witty and ironic way.
You say witty and ironic, the readers say cynical and cheeky.
Huh?
You have no idea how many complaints we've already gotten.
You've got to be kidding.
Casey.
Okay, I'll tone down the sarcasm. Just give me something with more meat.
Well, actually, that's exactly why I brought you in today. I'm giving you a special assignment.
Finally! Tell me it's the Prime Minister's visit!
It's the Christmas issue.
What?
Christmas Eve special, full article, front page.
About the Prime Minister?
No, Casey. Full page article about, you know, family Christmas traditions.
You've got to be kidding.
Or the true meaning of Christmas.
What did I do to deserve this?
Or beloved Christmas carols. Really, whatever you want to cover. Everyone is crazy for warm and fuzzy Christmas content thanks to all of those holiday TV movies.
Ugh, I can't stand those movies.
Well, the rest of America loves them, so you're gonna channel that. Just make it merry and bright.
But...
And it had better be good, and I better feel all warm and cozy inside when I read it.
Mr. Parker, I literally can't.
This is your last chance, Casey. If I sense a whiff of sarcasm...
I got it, sir. Merry and bright.
I suggest you head home for Christmas and enjoy the season. It could help inspire you. Didn't you once tell me that your mother pulls out all the stops for Christmas?
You have no idea.
Said. She just told me she couldn't come this year, Mom.
It must have been some kind of mistake because she is coming and she's almost here.
Mom, that can't be right. She made it very clear she wasn't coming.
Surprise, everyone!
Oh, she's here. I knew you were going to come. I just knew it.
Hey, Mom, it feels like I haven't seen you in a few months.
36 months to be exact.
I'm just so excited that you're here. I could burst. I got your room ready, and I got that coffee you like, and...
She slaughtered the fatted calf for you.
Stephen, isn't it great to have Casey home for Christmas?
Well, it is a surprise, that's for sure.
Good to see you too, Stevie.
Oh, it's already time for me to go. Can you two entertain each other for an hour or so?
Where are you running off to?
I have a rehearsal for our Christmas program.
You still do that program every year?
I know how you feel about all of that, so I won't even push it. You can just stay here.
That's perfect.
Huh?
No, I want to go.
What?
Sure, it's been a long time. Maybe it will get me in the Christmas spirit.
Well, we would love to have you. There's always room.
Are you joking?
You would know most of the music.
No, Stephen, I'm serious. And sure, Mom, all of that sounds great. Sign me up.
Oh, this makes me so happy. I could just cry. I'm just going to, go get my purse.
Okay, what's going on here, Casey?
What? Can't I just enjoy a Christmas at home?
So suddenly you're able to stomach it?
Oh, I was just in a mood when I said that.
And going to church with Mom? You haven't darkened the door of a church in ages.
People change, Stephen.
Well, let's get going, Casey.
Ready when you are.
The first song in the program is the Wexford Carol. Remember that one?
Vaguely. What is that one about again?
Oh, it's a beautiful Irish carol that talks about remembering what God has done for us at Christmas time. The poetry is just beautiful. Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved son.
Are you taking notes, Casey?
Huh? Well, excuse me if I'm interested in Christmas. See you later, Scrooge.
People love this Christmas time, the saints are well and very much.
as I sit here by the fireside and contemplate the wonderful memories of this most festive of seasons, my heart is filled with warmth and love and Christmas cheer, and I am so going to get fired. Just stick to the plan. Write about the songs from the Christmas program. Our favorite Christmas carols endure for a reason, whether the beautiful melodies that get stuck in our head, or the memories that draw, or the timeless truths they teach. Oh, that's good. Each Christmas, the small country church of my childhood includes in their Christmas program that old favorite American hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, written by the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. What you may not know about this quaint carol is that it was composed under the bleakest of circumstances. In the summer of 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow lost his beloved wife, Fanny, in a tragic fire, and he was severely wounded, trying desperately to rescue her from the flames. Then, as he was still recovering, his son ran away to join the Union Army, for the Civil War was raging in America. As winter approached, Henry's son went missing, and after weeks of searching, he found him near death. Henry entered that Christmas season with a heavy heart. Many know the sadness holidays can bring when we have lost a loved one or have suffered a tragedy. But as Henry wrestled with these feelings, he heard the bells and thought of the words of those familiar, quaint carols. And they inspired him to pen the words, "Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men." God is not dead, nor doth he sleep.
Thank you.
That song has become very special to me. You know, the author wrote it after losing his beloved spouse.
I know. I was just reading about it.
You were?
Wikipedia.
Wiki who? Oh, Casey.
What?
Oh, it's Kenneth Martin.
Who?
Quick, let me fix your hair.
What?
Oh, and stand up straight.
Mother!
Kenneth! Yoo-hoo! Kenneth! Come meet my daughter, Casey.
Who is Kenneth?
He's the nicest young man. He just started coming a few months ago. And most importantly, he's...
Hey, Mrs. Harris.
Single.
Mother!
Kenneth, I was just telling my daughter, Casey, all about you.
Yep, all the juicy details.
Nice to meet you, Casey.
I remembered. I have to,
Wait, Mom?
Oh, Barbara, did you just call me?
We know she didn't call you, Mother. Sorry about that. My mom's a character.
You've got that right. She's one of the nicest people here at church.
Yeah, so come here often?
Every week. Well, lately.
Did you just move to town? I don't remember seeing you here before.
No, I grew up just down the road, but I only recently got saved and just started attending.
That explains it. I grew up in this church.
I envy you. This place has been such a lifeline for me. I've been growing so much lately.
Really? I mean, yeah, it's pretty great.
I just love how everything is so Bible-based and gospel-centered, especially this Christmas program we've been working on.
Yeah, it's definitely both those things. What specifically do you like about the program so much?
The music particularly. It's crazy to me. I heard a lot of these songs for years, but I never noticed the words or understood what they were really saying.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Like this one, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Every fourth grader knows that one.
The words are incredibly powerful.
For example?
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth.
Born to give them second birth.
Hark, the heavenly angels sing, glory to the Lord in heaven, peace on earth.
I'm sorry, she's not here. Have you tried her cell phone?
Yeah, I've tried multiple times, and she's not answering. Can you just tell her her deadline's been moved up by 24 hours? They want the full Christmas special in-house on the 22nd for the layout team.
Christmas special? You mean as in a Christmas article?
Yeah, you got it. And tell her she doesn't have to call me back. Oh, and tell her Merry and Bright.
So that's why she's here. I guess some people never change.
It's just amazing to me that these gospel lyrics and doctrinal truths are sung everywhere for a whole month. It really makes this the perfect time of year to share the gospel.
Yeah, I guess so. But I just feel like you have to be careful about how you come across, though.
What do you mean?
It's fine to believe in Jesus, but you don't want to offend people that don't. You know what I mean?
I think I'm misunderstanding you. It sounds like you're saying you shouldn't witness to others.
No. I just think if you preach too much, it can turn people off. I live in the real world, where you don't just talk about religion. It's taboo. And I don't know, offending people is a sin too, right?
Casey, the gospel is offensive. Jesus himself told us that we would be hated and persecuted for his name's sake.
You are misunderstanding me. I just think that we should love people and not judge them. But when you say things like, you're wrong, or agree with me, or you're going to hell, it turns people off. I grew up in this stuff. I know how judgy it can be.
Well, I didn't grow up in this stuff, and all I know to go by is the Bible. And in the Bible, Jesus clearly says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
I know.
It also says that we are all lost in sin, headed for hell, and only faith in Christ can save us. Telling a lost world about Christ is the most loving thing we can do, even if it offends them. The Bible tells us to tell them.
I know what the Bible says.
But it sounds like you don't believe it.
Sure, I believe it. I grew up in it. I just think we need to be more inclusive.
The gospel is absolutely inclusive. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God isn't willing that any should perish. But the gospel is also absolutely exclusive. There's only one true God, who had only one begotten Son, whose death and resurrection provides the only way to heaven, and only faith in Jesus Christ can one have eternal life. He is the only way.
Overcome. Only one left his throne. Jesus Christ.
One faith in Christ alone, one truth I'm resting on, one life He gave for all, Christ the Lord. One faith in Christ alone, one truth I'm resting on, one life He gave for all, Christ the Lord.
Casey, is that you?
Yeah, Mom.
Well, did you have a good time? Isn't he nice and handsome?
Mom.
I just knew the two of you would hit it off. I saw you two sitting on the stairs, staring deeply into each other's eyes.
Actually, Mom, we were arguing.
Arguing? What were you doing that for?
Whatever you had in your head about the two of us, you can forget it. We live on different planets.
Well, honey, you need to move to his planet because there ain't many men like him in the universe.
That was actually really clever.
Where did you think you got your dramatic flair in your writing? But seriously, Casey, you two seemed perfect together.
Mom, it's not going to work.
It's nothing a little mistletoe couldn't fix.
Mother.
What? Oh, I'm just teasing. But tell me, what happened?
He's just like all the other church guys.
Church guys? What exactly is that supposed to mean?
Can we not go through this again, Mom?
Are you saying you're still struggling with your faith?
I'm not struggling with my faith, Mom. I have my own version of faith. It just isn't yours.
But I thought things were different. You seemed like you had changed.
Well, you didn't change, Casey, did you?
Oh, good. Now it's 2-on-1.
Your editor called while you were gone. Your deadline's been moved up.
He called here?
Yeah, but I figured you would be all right since you probably got plenty of material for your holiday article, Helping Mom at Church.
What's going on?
I'm writing an article for the Herald. It's on Christmas traditions.
And that's why you came home. There's always an angle, Casey.
Yes, partly, but also to see you.
Stephen, don't go.
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to ruin Christmas.
Oh, you didn't ruin Christmas.
Really?
Maybe Christmas Eve, but not Christmas. I'm just kidding. Casey, I'm just glad to have you home.
I wish we could just all get along, just not talk about religion or faith, and just leave it alone.
Oh, honey, that will never happen. We care about you too much for that. You know, I try to tread carefully with you sometimes, but what I don't get to say, I pray.
Well, at least you still love me. Stephen hates me.
He most certainly does not. He just has a hard time watching you drift away. We know that you know the truth. You know you need to be in church and be following the Lord, but you don't seem to care at all.
Mom, it's not that simple.
But it is simple. Do you know Christ as your Savior? Are you living for Him? You haven't been the same since your father passed.
Please don't take this the wrong way, Mom, but look at yourself. You and Dad went to church every week. You were always such good Christians. And then, before Dad even gets to his 60th birthday, God lets him die and leaves you all alone with a struggling business and debts. Where was he? Earlier today, I tried to write about Dad's old Christmas gift tradition, but I couldn't. Remember how he used to wrap a picture of our family for himself and put it under the tree?
So he could remember what a wonderful gift God had given to him.
But now he's gone. God took him away. Couldn't he have kept Dad alive? Maybe he doesn't care.
Oh, honey, you don't know God. God is so good. Even when I don't feel like he's good, he is good. Even if everything is falling apart, he is still in control, and he's still good. God isn't the author of sin.
Yeah, I know. Mankind caused sin.
No, honey, you don't know. You don't trust in him because you don't know him. God is so good that the Bible says there is no darkness in him. He's so good. He gives blessings to the just and the unjust. He is perfect and holy, and his name is love. I know you've heard this your whole life, but it just hasn't really touched your heart. God is so good. He gave his only son to die for us. And every good thing on this earth is his handiwork. And every blessing in my life, I can thank him for. And though you don't even realize it yet, every good and perfect gift in your life comes straight down from the Father of lights.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, wait up.
Sorry, Kenneth. I'm just getting some air, if you'll excuse me.
I wanted to finish our conversation from earlier.
I can't. I'm not really up for it.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Scared?
Yes, I'm scared. My whole life, I have always just been a Christian. Like it was something to fall back on, or it was there in case I needed it. But my own mother just basically said I'm not saved.
Just an hour ago, you basically said you didn't believe the Bible. But now you're scared because you do believe it?
I guess I just wanted to believe it in my own way, or on my own terms. But of course I want to be saved. But what do I need to do?
You need to be saved from your sins, saved from yourself, saved from being separated from God.
You're right. I am separated from God, and I feel it.
Casey, I know exactly what you need to do. I just did it a few months ago. You just need to repent of your sins and accept Christ as your Savior.
But how can I do that now? How do I admit that I have lived most of my life as a lie? What will everyone think?
Casey, none of that matters. All that matters is that God loves you. He sees your need, knows your faults, and gave you a way of salvation.
It's so simple, and yet so easy to miss. I've been missing it for almost 30 years. I just need to get saved.
Isn't it the best feeling in the world to realize what you've been missing? Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Saved. That word has so much more meaning now. I can be saved. It reminds me of the verse, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins."
Fear not, for I bring you.
Mom, I need to say something.
I have more to say, too. While you were gone, I wrote out all the verses I couldn't think of earlier and all the things I wanted to say but couldn't remember. First...
Mom, I just got saved.
What?
Mom, I wasn't saved.
Oh, honey, I've known that for years, but I was just hoping I was wrong.
But I just got saved, like 5 minutes ago.
What happened?
I ran into Kenneth, and we started talking more about faith and salvation. And I just realized that I have been lost this whole time and in desperate need of a Savior.
Oh, Casey, I'm so happy I can't see straight. Kenneth, I'm gonna just hug you.
Oh, that's a tight grip.
Oh, your brother. I've got to tell your brother. Stephen!
Oh, no, Stephen.
What?
My brother isn't going to believe it. He's probably going to think that I'm faking it to stay longer or to date you.
Date me?
He has a wild imagination.
Come in here, Stephen. You're not going to believe what happened to your sister.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, I can't face him.
Just tell him what you believe, what you really believe.
Well, what is it?
Stephen, tonight I decided that I believe in God, that I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins, that I desperately need salvation from my sins. And, well, I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but, well, that's about it.
Oh, Casey.
You're not annoyed with me?
Are you kidding? I think it's the happiest day in my life. I've been praying for this for years.
You have?
Me too.
I thought we might have a prodigal sibling moment there for a second.
Are you kidding? I'll go get the fatted calf myself.
Wait, guys, it's quarter till.
Oh, we have to go. We'll be late for the concert.
Are you coming, Casey?
Wouldn't miss it for anything. Each December, we set aside time to reflect upon the birth of a baby. A birth that to most of the world seemed common and insignificant. But the child born in Bethlehem that night was no ordinary child. Prophets foretold of him, and angels proclaimed his birth. He has many names: Emmanuel, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. This Christmas, let us come and worship this Jesus, high and lifted up, who left heaven's glories to come to earth and die on a cross for our sins. Come, you faithful, you believers, and join your voices with the angels in heaven and the saints of all the ages in worship and adoration of this Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Come and behold
appreciate all the hard work that went into this program. They began all the way in August, I think, maybe July, end of July, August, working on it and put a lot of work into it. I hope you recognize the message. The message wasn't Jingle Bells or Frosty, wasn't Rudolph. The message was the message of Christmas, Jesus Christ. And I hope you saw that throughout, whether it was the songs or the part here with Casey getting saved. Hope that was a blessing to you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have in a moment. We'll wait to turn the lights on for a moment so your eyes won't get shocked. But what we'll do is we'll have a short break. We have our morning service that follows this, so we'll take a 5 or 10 minute break, give you a chance to stretch for a few moments, and then we'll have our morning service. Following the morning service, we have a dinner here in this room. We'll put some tables up here. We'll have our dinner right here in this room. Appreciate you being with us. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord's blessing, and then we'll be dismissed for a short break. Now, Father, Lord, as we have spent the last hour just hearing these songs and even watching this Reader's Theater play out, Lord, I'm sure it spoke to each of our hearts. And the message of Christmas, that Jesus Christ came. He left the splendors of heaven and was born in poverty here on this earth. And then end of his life, rejected and crucified. He did it for one reason, because you loved us. You gave your life for us. Father, we thank you for that. Thank you for the Christmas message. Thank you for the message of salvation. Pray now that you bless, Lord, the morning service that follows. Speak to our hearts, Lord, through the preaching of your word as we continue through the next hour. Now we ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, God bless you.